the Frobot, aka Young Terminator, aka Bitch I Might Be, and you're listening to the Frocast podcast presented by NappyAfro.com. Step back.
You ready?
I'm being a Cheeto, hold on.
Cheetos, nigga. I ain't had no Cheetos in a minute.
I know you just like, ugh, you just cringe. You're like, I'm
I mean, I would like some Cheetos. By the time I get to the Cheetos, I done passed up the Lay's, the Ruffles, sour cream and onion, and what is it, sour cheddar cheese? Yeah, sour cheddar cheese. Creamy. Yeah, I can't.
Sour cream cheddar.
Yeah, them motherfuckers get me every time, so I don't make it to the Cheetos, bro.
I just bought a little value, a little pack for Sam's, like 50 bags of them in there with a little variety. You know, that way you get the Cheetos, Doritos, the barbecue. You know, the plain. I like plain. Like, those are my favorite chip in the world. The yellow classic. Yeah. My favorite chip. Like, I eat that all day long. Yeah.
Man, hold on. Don't Doritos taste different to you than, like, back in the day?
I think they do. I think they change up to, like, the tortilla or something like that. I don't know.
Something is off. I know I went up in 7-Eleven the other day, and I went ahead and grabbed the big bag. I'm like, fuck it. It's football Sunday. I'm going to get to watch one game. Let me get it in. The one bag was $4. She said, you get 2 for $5. I was like, shit. Let me get another one. Let me get that big-ass bag, my nigga.
Yeah. I'm not really big on Doritos, though.
I'm not either.
I'm sure they change them up, though. They look different.
Yeah, they don't taste the same, but shit.
Nothing does, man. We old as hell.
That's so fucked up.
Man, because it's like, a cheeseburger used to be so awesome from McDonald's. Like, it's something about that McDonald's
cheese. Oh, my God. That shit have fell off.
Man, what you talking about?
That shit done fell off.
I can't even find myself eating McDonald's no more. Like, man, I can't do it.
Every time I get up and do it, I be like, why did I waste my time?
Why? You know, shit. It's always messed up. But that little, like, if you spend $7 for that, the premium burger they got, the LeBron burger, is pretty good, though.
Shit, I might as well just take that shit to one of these burger places out here.
Yeah.
They killing them chains.
Exactly.
And Jack in the Box got better chicken nuggets than McDonald's.
Y'all got an In-N-Out there, don't you?
Yeah, man, but I don't fuck with them, man.
Hold on.
I hate In-N-Out Burger, nigga.
Oh, my goodness.
That shit is onion and mustard, and I hate mustard.
Why don't you tell them don't put no mustard on there?
Because then there ain't shit else on the burger. I just don't go.
you talking about Fat Burger. No?
No, In-N-Out, dog.
So you don't get an animal style or nothing like that?
Nigga, I've been In-N-Out twice. I hated it both times. I've never gone back.
But you didn't try the animal style, though?
Nah, man.
Oh, well, you ain't tried, man. Next time you go, you got to get the animal style. Say, I want my whatever burger, animal style, man. God damn.
I ain't fucking with them, man.
Man, listen, that is like, come on, man. You got to get it that way, man. That's the only way to eat it.
To get the In-N-Out burger, I got to go past Carl Jr.'s. And there's no way I'm passing Carl Jr.'s to get the In-N-Out.
Oh, my goodness. Hardee's?
Them motherfuckers, dog.
No.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, my goodness.
Hardee's is that. Matter of fact, I'm getting one today. Thank you, Jern. I hadn't had one in about 2 weeks.
Ezekiel Blue say that's their privilege. That's privilege.
I hadn't had one in about 2 weeks. I'm going to go ahead and get that shit today.
Man, you got to go to In-N-Out and get an animal style, man. Trust me, man.
No. I trust you on the Whataburger chicken biscuit. That's good. You was on point with that shit, but I'm not going back to In-N-Out.
It's all right. Listen, you ain't get an animal style though, so you didn't really you just got whatever. You didn't get an animal style.
Nah, man. I don't know. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
That's exactly. You didn't.
I just don't want to go back, man. Two bad experiences. I wasted my money. I'm gonna be pissed off.
I'll PayPal you the money if you don't like it.
Damn, you must really want me to try to hit it out.
I mean, listen, man, I will PayPal you the money if you don't like it, man.
I don't know. I got to get past Hardee's first, and that's, you know.
Just go the opposite way.
Then I'll never make it. Let's get this shit out the way. I got to go pick up some more fucking shirt. All right, let's get it cracking.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 127. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And I'm sitting there with King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the King of Thotland, in the building.
Wow, yes. The king of Thailand?
King of Thailand. That's my fantasy football team, man.
Wow, fantasy. I remember that.
The king of Thailand. Yeah, man. We'll talk about fantasy football for a brief second.
Yeah, I mean, the people know what we're going to talk about. Yeah. There's no way to get around it.
That's no way to get around it. I mean, this is...
You're going to get a little bit of it from us. We got to talk about the Ray Rice situation, how all that went down. It's the only topic in the world right now.
Yes, I mean, come on. Everybody's
discussing it. Even you see the female reporters, they talk about it, and they're like, fuck this topic.
Yeah.
Because they recruit more of them to talk about the shit now.
Yes, they want to get all the emotion they can out of this.
I mean, they even got Jemele Hill on it early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Jemele Hill on Mike and Mike in the morning. I see she's making it now.
They pulling out all the cards. Props to Jemele Hill. So, yeah, everybody knows what the fuck happened. The initial tape, the initial situation happened. The league fined it, nigga. Well, 2 games. Was it just 2 game suspension?
2 games.
2 game suspension, and you go on about your way. Then they changed the settings for the league. So it's first occurrence for domestic violence is 6 games. Second case is indefinite, right? Or is it a year?
It's banned for life.
Banned for life for the second occurrence.
Yeah.
Second occurrence. So that's what the setup was. We get into the preseason. We get into the season. First day of the season, we get the actual video from TMZ. Now, I want to say this before we go any further. Y'all motherfuckers need to stop discrediting TMZ. Every time this shit come out, y'all be like, oh, it's TMZ. They don't know shit. But they always right. I'm just saying. So TMZ drops a video. And in the video, you can see from outside the elevator. It looks like he spits on her as she walks past him. She walks past him, gets on the elevator, presses the floor in her corner of the elevator. He gets right in front of her, spits on again, and hits her in the face.
She spit back on him, too, man. It was a spitting contest.
You just spit on me twice.
And gotta hear both sides.
No, you don't, man. No,
quote the God, Jesus.
Props to Jesus, man. But nah, fuck both sides on this one. So then, after he hit her the second time and goes across the elevator, she decides that enough is enough. And she walks towards him. He hits her with that left, and it's over.
Oh, so at she didn't point, hit him at all, it's all right?
In defense, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm just asking. Like I said, I'm just asking.
So, once the elevator comes down to the ground floor, he drags her out the door. Mm-hmm. And the conversation allegedly at that point between him and the security guard was, she just had a little bit too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to get her back to the room. Mm-hmm. He's setting her up and all this shit like he's trying to help, trying to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see that it changed a little bit. That's because allegedly the second security guard that watched the whole thing said, yo, get him the fuck away from her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the shit got a little bit more serious. So when it was just a 2-game suspension, the story that Ray Rice allegedly told the investigators was that he smacked her and she hit her head on the railing.
That's the truth.
He didn't smack her.
He did. That looked like an open hand slap.
It was a motherfucking left hook.
Okay, I mean, you know that. Okay.
So, mm-hmm. So once the video comes out, they decide that he got cut from the team.
Mm.
He got banned indefinitely by the league. EA Sports that kicked him off the game.
Wow.
Nike pulled their sponsorship. Mm. All this shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing your responses. I'm interested to hear what you think about this shit.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to go on record and saying what he did, I have no, is indefensible. And you know, I'm not, what he did was not okay. You know what I'm saying? That shit was fucked up because one, you know what I'm saying? He swung on her like she was a nigga. And I know, that, you know, you don't do that. That's like your girl. Like, you know, I can see if, you know, if something was going on, like some girls were jumping on your old lady or something, you punched a girl like that. That's one thing. But just your girl, nah, you don't do that. And then the way he just, like, he had no remorse after he did it. Like, you know, most dudes slap up their old lady, they be like, oh shit, what the fuck I just do? I'm like, oh baby, I'm sorry. This man stood over her like, oh, so you just gonna play like you knocked out? Like, oh, there you go playing the knockout. Oh, so you conscious? Oh, don't pull that. You know, he was talking to her like she was just like, you know, he was just, and it was just like, he ain't show no remorse. So that was some cold, you know, like, it's not the first time he's hit the lady, you know, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, Roger Goodell doled out the punishment as 2 games. All right.
Right.
Tape comes out, the outrage, you know, all that you was embarrassed because you know, and now you want to suspend the man. I think he's wrong for that. You know what I'm saying? Because Ray Rice told him, hey, I smacked her. He told her what happened. And he told you what happened. And after you listened to what happened, you said it was only a 2-game suspension. Fine. All right. But then all the outrage, now you want to jump the gun and ban the man, just throw him out indefinitely. Indefinitely means till when I say so, motherfucker. And you know what I'm saying? That's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because now they're saying that the NFL did have the tape, you know what I'm saying, months ago, right? Is that what they're saying? Yeah. And Roger Goodell saying he never saw it, which I think is a lie. You know what I'm saying? Everybody know Roger Goodell lying. Because why all of a sudden the NFL got this moral stance on everything? Like, why do they, come on, man. NFL don't really give a shit about him. Because, like I said, he gave him 2 games for doing what he did. After you see him dragging her out the elevator, he was just like, okay, 2 games. You know, and then now it's like, stop trying to have a moral stand. They didn't care about niggas with concussions until motherfuckers started suing. They didn't care. They knew people was, brains were just bleeding. You know, they didn't care. You know, so now don't give me this moral stance, NFL. You know, so that's why I just, I'm kind of like, I'm leery about that. But, I could go on.
I mean, some of the stuff you said, I agree with. Some of it, I think, is terribly wrong.
Okay. And it's okay. It's all right. This is America. It's a great country. And you are allowed to disagree with me.
I do think that, someone saw the video. I don't know that it was Goodell. I think that there's enough people around that organization. Somebody saw the video and replied via text or email and said, yes, this is bad. That person may have made a decision to not let it get out. That person may have consulted somebody else close to Goodell and said, let's not let that get out. That's possible. Him taking a stance on it before they saw the video, without seeing the video and saying 2 games, I think that's kind of lame. And I agree with you. They saw him drag her out the elevator. That should have been enough for you to say, hey, it's 6 games or a year anyway.
Exactly.
There's nothing else I should need to see.
Exactly. I told you I knocked her ass out. I told you. So it don't matter when you seen the video. I told you that's what happened. So after me telling you I hit her, her head hit the thing, you gave me 2 games. Oh, so now you see footage of it. Oh, now you got it. Come on, man.
But there is a certain kind of motherfucker that'll spit on somebody, right?
Okay.
So the fact that that wasn't mentioned, and he did the shit twice and followed her into the elevator, that makes it seem different. And I'm sure he didn't report it that way at all.
Bill Romanowski spitting on players every week. They didn't do, what'd they get him? What did they do? He's spitting, what's that guy named? JJ, the tight end for the 49ers at the time. Bill Romanowski just spitting his face on Monday Night Football.
Hey, but what I'm saying is that just because they didn't do nothing then doesn't mean they didn't do nothing.
That's what I'm saying. So
they should have did something then. They should have fixed it then. It's still fucked up.
Listen, spitting in people's face is disrespectful. It's not really an attack. You know what I'm saying? It's not really a harmful act. It's just disrespectful.
Incorrect. It's fucking assault. You can go to jail.
It's not assault. Come on, it is assault. Right?
Look it up. It's assault.
That's some lowercase b shit there, Saul Wright.
That's legal shit. You can call it lowercase b, capital W, white, call it what you want, but legally it's fucking assault.
I didn't know that. I did. Yeah. I just learned something new today. That's thought it was just disrespectful. I didn't think it was assault.
That is fucking assault. You actually call the police and say, hey, this guy spit on me, and your ass would get locked up for fucking assault.
Hashtag Martin Baker. For real?
That's actual assault. Look this shit up.
Wow.
So, this fucking assault. It's vile and all fucked up. And that's one of the few things. If somebody spit on me, it could be a gang of motherfuckers. And they spit on me, I got to fight now. If it was just words, I might walk away from that shit. But you spit on me, hey, man, that's a whole nother level right there. That's some fucked up shit. So, the other thing is that the video comes out and now the league decides to take a stiffer stance. It's a business. Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Once you get more evidence, you react to what you see? I'm asking.
I mean, but like I said again, you already gave me my punishment just because you see the tape is exactly what I said I did.
That's not exactly.
Okay, I mean, but like I said, man,
I agree. I agree. I think that a stronger stance should have been taken at the very
beginning. Yeah, if you was going to be tough, say, give me 6 games then.
I agree.
That showed you that I really don't care about you beating on your wife. Roger Goodell does not give a crap about his players beating on their wives. He doesn't care. He only cares because he caught heat behind it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't care. You know what I'm saying? That Ray Rice smacked up his wife. He didn't give a damn. He just still don't care today. He doesn't care. Roger Goodell is in it to make money for the NFL. If anything is bad for the league, he wants to, get rid of it. And since Now, if Roger Goodell is lying about this whole I didn't know about it, should he have to step down?
He's gonna be put down. They gonna kick him the fuck out. Look, this is business. We're kind of blurring the lines between business and personal shit. As a corporation.
And that's my thing with Roger Goodell. I think he blurs between business and personal. Because like you said with Mike Vick, oh, I only did this to Mike Vick because he lied to me. What? You know, oh, so it's about you now. You don't give a fuck about dogs. You know what I'm saying? Stop it, man. Nobody loves pit bulls but black people. And country white folks. I'm just serious.
But that's how corporations are run across the fucking country. It's based on what you do and how that affects the way the company is perceived by people. And so in this day and age of social media, where the people are the real fucking reporters, if you got some shit out there, you have to take action on the business front. So does Goodell care about that motherfucker hitting his wife or anybody hitting his wife? Probably not. He's not concerned about them. He don't know the motherfuckers. He probably don't give a shit. But as a businessman, as a corporation, you got to get that motherfucker the furthest away from your league as possible. He got to go. That nigga got to go. So I get it. I hear you. It's fucked up they didn't do it in the first place. But after more video comes out, why do we expect them not to do the same shit? Why do we expect them not to say, hey, that's really fucked up. We got to get you the fuck out of here. So I don't know, man. I think the league definitely fumbled in the way they handled this shit. And now, but this isn't new. They fumble the way they handle a lot of shit. The motherfuckers is murderers, drunk drivers, and doing cocaine in a locker room, and all that shit is fucked up. But when you got a situation like that, how else was they supposed to react? What else? If you were Roger Goodell and you said two games, let's say you didn't see the video. You didn't see the video. You decide two games, and then this video comes out. Then what do you do?
Two games, because I already made my ruling. I got to stick with it. I can be like, oh, motherfucker,
why?
You got out.
Okay, but why? Why do you have to stick with the ruling if you believe it's insufficient?
Because if I ruled fast and I fucked up, that's on me. And he got off with two, but the next motherfucker not. And that's why I think, like, you can't, I feel like once the judge has already sentenced you, he can't go and be like, oh, in lieu of recent events, I'm going to add 10 more. You know what I'm saying? Just stop, man.
But you change that shit up in your own house, don't you? Let's say Prince Jern. You get a call from school that say he was in the wrong part of school. He wasn't in class. You ask him what he was doing. He said he was just chilling with his boys and was late. And then report comes out that he was in the back fucking with some broads or fucking with some drugs or doing some shit that he didn't say he was doing. Do you change his punishment? Once you find out more shit?
Once I go with the punishment,
You said, you know what? I got to get you. You grounded for a week. No football for a week, no Xbox, none of that shit for a week. And then you find out
that... Yeah, I do that all the time. Yes, I do. I ain't gonna lie.
So then you find out more and you're like, nah, we gotta add another week to that shit, partner.
But it wasn't... this is where we disagree at. Because he told her he knocked her out. All we saw in the video was him knocking her out. The spit thing, I wouldn't care about that. You know what I'm saying? But the punching thing, that's the only thing. And I think that's what he got sentenced for. And just because we saw it, you know, but like I said... No. I don't think it's fair.
So what would have been fair punishment? Let's say this wasn't
six games. Six games.
Six games you think is fair. Second occurrence?
Six games.
So each time it happens, six games.
No, I mean, third time, I'll probably put you out.
Right,
so I give you three strikes.
So that's the other discussion. Yeah. People are saying that it's way too harsh because we're talking about a lifetime ban. They're saying that the punishment doesn't justify... what the fuck happened? It doesn't fit. What do you think about that? Is it way too harsh for him to be kicked out of the league?
I mean, now people got to understand this is like the NFL is not like any other regular job. You know, like it's not like Walmart or working for some corporation or a school system or something. Like it's like a privilege almost. It's not like it's not like an equal opportunity employer. You know what I mean? You got to be. So if you get, you know, they don't have to hire you. Yeah, you know, they just, I mean, if they're not going to look past your off-the-field issues, no, you don't get the right to play here. So I don't see nothing wrong with that. Not at all.
I think
on the second try now, I think that's because, you know, some people be in relationships like that.
That's true. Some people do. It's all fucked up. I think the other thing about it that people are saying is that because it's so public, he might not be able to get a job. Like, If this shit happened at your regular gig and one of your coworkers and he get fucking fired, he can go across the street and get a job. But Ray Rice, who the fuck gonna hire him?
Man.
And people are saying that that's unfair.
I mean, he can get a job, you know, modeling tank tops.
Nobody wants him in their tank tops.
You know, the white ones that everybody wearing.
Jeremy. You are fucked up for that, bro.
I'm just saying, man. You know.
Holy shit. You are fucked up for that one, man. I might have to take a laugh break, nigga. That is horrible. Like, I done said some fucked up shit. But that might be some of the most fucked up shit we done had on this show, man.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Holy shit. Yeah, let's get into some music, man, because I can't fuck with you right now. This is the Frocast, episode 127. We'll be back, man. Shit.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What?
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, mother. Say what one more damn time.
DJ Artistic.
Open up, and let the funk flow in from this nigga named Jay and his newfound friend.
I'm hitting switches like Eric on the solo creek for yo G. It's the BRAT.
Putting a dip in your hip from right to left.
It's that ghetto ass bitch and I'm so deaf.
Nigga, that's my clique.
Nigga, that's who I rose with. And we kick nothing but the fat shit.
Them calls me the funkified, funkalistic, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit you can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side.
Well, it's the G-H, the E-T-T. Oh, nigga, bruh, and J-D. Coming like that, big baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my pimpin'. Then freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson.
Cause I'm
as I smoke on the pound, I got the sound for your ass, and it's easy to see that this DJ
the most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
I give it ya.
The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
I give it ya.
The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
I give it ya.
The most beautifulest thing in this world is just like that.
Let's go.
All right, thank y'all for sticking with us through that. You know, it's tough to listen to us ignorant motherfuckers talk about social issues. And that's all we got for y'all.
That's why we kicked GQ Blue off the show today. We was like, nah, Blue, you're not coming here and Dr. MLK it up, man. You're not about to have that.
I mean,
speaking of which, y'all, GQ Blue just got a new position. He's a superintendent of whatever county that he lives in Ohio. He's a superintendent of schools. Yes. So shout out to excuse me?
I said Blutopia.
Yeah, Blutopia County. He is the superintendent of their school system. So shout out to Blue. Got that job.
Hey, man, props, Blue.
So, you know, he's one more step of leaving that Biafra, man, because he can't be the superintendent of a school system fucking with us niggas, man.
Nah.
You know?
He got an office and shit.
An office?
Nah, man. You can't. I said when he put it up, I was like, you got to put some nappy afro in there. I was like, nah, don't do that.
Nah, exactly.
Fire.
My kid go look it up, and then they be like, whoa, acid. What the hell?
You know, he
I told you.
Today.
Yeah, he got to distance himself away from GQ Blue. Like, you know, I see him on Twitter and stuff changing. Like, hey, he started retweeting a lot and start favoriting a lot. I've seen him, man.
Hey,
you know, Blue, we see you, Blue. We see you, Blue.
GQ Blue is a business, man.
He's not a businessman.
So you got to handle that, man. So props to Blue, man. Props to Be Easy just because that is the only one really keeping the site open.
Yeah, exactly. Front.
Look, man, can I make a plea to the readers?
Go ahead.
if y'all read the articles and shit that BEZ posts up, if you watch the videos, can you please just leave a comment? He don't give a shit. I give a shit. And sometimes that place is dismal, man. Y'all motherfuckers just don't comment. You read a little shit. You digest it. You download the mixtapes. Go ahead and leave a comment on the video that, you know, that he put up. Let us know if you like the song, if you fuck with it. Because Easy is ready for a reply. He's got him on deck. He just needs somebody to comment. So comment on that shit, man. Damn. I mean, the nigga posting up everything. We ain't doing shit. So y'all might as well just give props to him. So let's move on, man. We talked about football in that aspect. Let's talk about football in the fun aspect. We got the Nappy Afro League is back up. This is what, the fifth season, fourth season?
Number five.
Woo, five seasons, three champions?
Two champions.
Two? I smell collusion.
Collusion my ass.
Two champions in, 5 years, something wrong.
Two champions in, well, this is the fifth year, so it's only been, we're on the crown four champions here, so, no, but two people have won all four titles, yeah.
So is it going back, is like back to back, or is it
rotated? It's been, it rotated.
Oh, no, I remember, I was there for one of them leagues, and I got
robbed. You was there for two of them.
I'm just saying the one.
No, three of them.
I was there for three, and I'm talking about the one that really mattered.
Oh, yeah, the stat change, they got the stat correction. Wow, that still was the greatest, you know.
Hey, man, fuck Mike Vick forever. Fuck Mike Vick forever for that, dog.
Yeah.
He fumbled. His fumble cost me the championship by like 0.8 points.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's horrible. And one of the greatest seasons ever. But anyway, man, how's the league doing this year? First game in, what's going on? Get the people an update.
Well, fellas, this is the fifth year of the Pro Fantasy Football League. And we made history. For the first time in history of the Pro Fantasy Football League, there's a woman in the number one spot. Not just the number one, but the number one and two spots are women.
Whoa.
So, yeah. And so shout out to Dr. Mom Loves Chocolate. She's the number one team. Number two is Tyshawn Rocks. So, you know, the ladies are running the league right now.
Harlem Heat.
Yeah, Harlem Heat's in the building. You know, we got, you know, this year, like I said, it's for the money. Everybody put up $20. Ooh. So, you know, it's a little smaller, a light little pot, $280. Nothing crazy. But, you know, got 14 teams. Yeah, we're looking to have fun this year. King of Thotland, of course, you know, that's me. Looking to win, go back to back, first time ever in Pro Fantasy League. Oh, I didn't mention that I won last year. I don't know if I told y'all. But yeah, I'm the returning champion. My second Pro Fantasy League title. And so, looking for number three, man. That's all I can say.
Are you still the commissioner?
I am, but I am not a commissioner in the sense of being a commissioner like Roger Goodell. I'm just, it is a democracy. I'm just a figurehead. Every owner is their own commissioner. You know what I'm saying? I just sit there and, hey, if something ain't right, I always want to vote on it. I don't make no decision. I vote on everything. Niggas don't vote, and shit goes into motion. That's just how it is.
So who's our winners this week? You got 14 teams, so seven people won.
Yes, seven people lost.
You won. Did GQ win? I guess it's only one.
Oh, yeah. GQ Blue, for some reason, he was happy about winning week one, maybe because he lost week one and two and three last year. I don't know.
Shit.
But, you know, I'm just drinking water out of my water bottle. But what else? I won. I'm making a post that's going up today, so all right. Okay. So, I mean, I made a post that's going up today sometime. So, you know, people can read either the update. But, you know, I tell them again because it's going to be on the site by the time this go up. So you'll know one. So there's no need to me telling you here.
Bet. Well, they'll get it then, man. I'm not doing any leagues or shit.
Why not? That's all right.
This
man stopped being – he stopped his own league. I don't understand that.
Look, man, my new gig has me working all the fucking time. I work nights. I work Sundays. It's just not fun no more. I can't do my research. I can't keep up with the fuck's going on. I'm not happy.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you have a smartphone?
Yeah.
Okay. And do any time of day, you know, I know you're a health crazy guy, so I'm pretty sure you take, you know, dumps all day. You ever take a dump during the day?
Yeah.
So you have time to do your fantasy football team?
I disagree.
Okay.
I do work for these leagues, man. I'll be researching. And number one reason – I'm not picking a team on auto draft. I fucking refuse. And if I can't make the draft, I can't be in the league. I'm not doing that shit, yo. So, of course, with me working all fucking day on the weekends and nights during the week, I was going to miss every draft. So I wasn't having that shit. It wasn't going to happen. So no leagues for me this year. It's a little bit different, man. I mean, you figure
So setting up your queue, that would have helped you out.
I'm not doing auto draft, bro. If I'm there and I can see it, because somebody's going to fuck up and pick Terrell Owens in the first round. There's no way you can prepare for that shit.
But how's that going to mess you up?
In other words, somebody's going to reach for somebody that they ain't got to pick, and somebody else is going to be available.
But if you got that person in your queue, you got your queue set up, who you want in their order, it always works out.
Yeah, I don't like that shit, man. I like to do audibles. That's how I got to fucking 13-2 in the Fro League and 14-2 in my other league last year that I won. And, yeah, so you got to make audibles sometime. I'm not doing that auto pick shit.
I got you, man.
I'm not a fan. So I don't get to watch and see, you know, the stat numbers. That's the biggest thing I miss. Is watching the stats accumulate, seeing how the points work out. That's kind of fucked up. I don't get to see that shit. Somebody gonna have to let me borrow their log in so I can just watch the points. I feel like a crackhead or some shit. I need to watch and see what the fuck happened. But what the fuck else we got going on, man? What the fuck else is there? We got to talk about your team. Your teams?
Oh, man.
Your teams?
Oh, man.
S?
Well, technically, I'm only a coach of one team.
Oh.
And, you know, caught my first beef this coaching season. Had a parent lie on me and say I'd be at practice cussing at the kids, which is a lie. You know, King Jerome wouldn't do no bullshit like that. Wow. You know, yeah, you know, that's some fucking bullshit. Wow. Why would I motherfucking cuss at motherfucking kids at motherfucking practice? That makes no fucking sense.
Ain't nobody
doing bullshit. Nobody gonna do that bullshit. That's some bull motherfucking shit, motherfucker. Wow. And, you know, but anyway. Then they was like, "What did he say? Oh, it was so bad, I can't even repeat it."
Ah,
wow.
No defense.
I said, "Really? You know, so now, you know, you didn't say what I said, so I can't, you know, because you're lying. You know what I'm saying? And you know, because I'm just like, so if I said something that bad, why ain't nobody come to me and be like, hey, coach, don't cuss at the kids like that? I mean, because it's got to be one parent, you know. But anyway." But we're looking good this year. I mean, we got some fucking talent. I got a quarterback this year. I'm going on record and saying I got the best quarterback in the city on my team.
Oh,
listen. Nobody in the city has a quarterback that can do what mine can do.
Whoa,
he is a dual threat. He makes smart decisions. This guy has it.
Are you paying him under the table?
It's all right.
I'm just asking. How did you get a blue chip?
Man, a lot of heavy recruiting, man. A lot of heavy recruiting. This is one of my son friends. I've been trying to get him, my son, and another one on this team at the same time. Finally, one of the dads caved in, you know, and the other dad, only reason why he ain't let it go down because he had the two other boys and they all, you know, he wanted them all to be in the same, so he wouldn't have to go to two places at one time, which I understood, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he finally caved, let me coach him. I put him at QB and listen, man, the man is the man. Like, listen, wow. I am, and he picks up things so fast. Like we introduced like three or four plays this week and picking him up. He's a leader on the field. Picked up the plays. Like, this shit is fucking awesome, man. You know, so I'm very excited. First game is September 23rd. Hopefully, that week of the Frocast, we'll be talking about a win. If not, I'll be disappointed, but I'm preparing the boys this year. I got a good coaching staff. Oh, yeah. And, you know, besides the cussing, I had some parents. Like, you know, let me tell you something, right? If married, single moms are not bad. It's the married moms that's are horrible because the dad always come to practice. Then that one time dad can't come to practice and mom there, she babies the fuck out of the kids. Fucks everything up. Okay. Yesterday at practice, situation happened. One of the kids, dad is usually all the way there, never have a problem out of the kid. Yesterday mom was there. He acting like he's soft. Like I ain't never seen him act like this. He go over there to his mama for like 10 minutes. She baby him, tell him something. Next thing I know, he coming out there, he grabbing the dude's face mask, throwing him on the ground. The dude, like, he keep grabbing my face mask. And I'm like, stop grabbing the face mask. So he keep doing it. So the other dude take matters in his own hands. You know what I'm saying? He like, bump it. He'll keep grabbing my face mask. I'm giving him, you know, boom. So then I get tired of it. I set them up. I said, look, y'all can go ahead and get this over with. Put them 5 yards apart. Now, boom, let's go ahead and handle this. Let them go heads up. Boom, let's go again. Boom, let's go again. boom, let's go again. Boom, let's go again. And finally, the boy that was grabbing the face mask, he started crying. I was like, I don't want to do this no more. So I'm walking with him. And I'm talking with him. Like, look, man, first of all, don't ever let nobody see you cry on the football field. I said, you can walk off somewhere. You can act like you hurt. And like, look, coach, I got to get some water. You go over there, you cry to yourself. I said, but do not let these boys out here see you cry. You know what I'm saying? I told him. And then I was like, plus, I said, don't ever let nobody get the better of you. You know, I'm just giving him like, his mama come over there. Boy, but I tell you, I got your back out here. It was a Jocelyn Stevie situation, it seemed like. I got your back. I told you to go for what you know. Don't you let nobody do that to you. And I'm you my only son. I ain't going to let I'm just like, mama, why is you acting like this?
Excuse me. Extra.
Yeah, super extra. And then she like, then the mama just go over there. She's sitting there talking like, you know how black women get, you know, they just be talking in the air. I ain't talking to somebody, but they talking to somebody. You know, they just like, oh, and you don't want my husband coming out here. No. He's 6'5", 300 pounds. And I was in my head like, bitch, ain't nobody going to wrestle with that nigga. I got a fucking Glock 40 for his ass. I live in Florida. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is you think I won't shoot this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to be like, why are you shooting him? I'm saying he's 6'5", 340 pounds. Like, what the fuck?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, the real King Jerry wouldn't shoot anybody.
Not in front of my kids at the football field.
Of course not. Of course.
But if it's to protect them, I will.
God damn.
You know, but yeah, so this year, Tom Brown Panthers.
Tom Brown Panthers. Now, what are y'all colors this year?
We the Panthers. We still the same colors, but we the Panthers.
This shit is ridiculous.
Hey, listen, man. We need
to get some donations from the Fro Nation to help this team out. Y'all can't be fucking gold and green Panthers.
Yes, man. Why not? We the Golden Panthers.
You sound like an HBCU team. This shit is crazy, man. Yeah. Look, man, we done talked to these people about this bullshit. Paul George done made some more bullshit ass comments. Y'all Google it. I don't even have time to defend that nigga right now.
Paul George, like the basketball player?
Yeah, man.
Ain't his leg still like in a 90 degree angle?
I think he need to keep focusing on that leg, man.
Thank you.
Because that nigga is out here commenting on Ray Rice.
PG-13.
Yeah. This nigga obviously is not paying attention. He's secluded away from people because Ray Rice, keep your head up. Anyway, man.
He should have told his wife.
Oh,
keep her head down. Watch for the hook.
Hey, Jern.
You better be.
Jern, just get your wins and lose for me.
Hey, didn't Floyd Mayweather say protect yourself at all times? She didn't heed that warning. But anyway.
Jern, just get a wins and losers, man. So we get
winner and losers of the week. The only winner this week are University of Florida Gator fans. We scored 65 fucking points this week. The first time we just scored over 60 points since we beat Kentucky. Damn. Back in like 2009 or somebody like that.
That's dope. Who did y'all play?
Play Eastern Michigan.
Oh, all right.
But, this is a big ass. I'm talking about a big old but. For us to see offense was a great thing. Y'all don't understand. We struggled with the teams. So y'all told me, but it was just Eastern Michigan. But to see our offense look like an offense. Like, we did what we supposed to do against a team like that. We're supposed to get almost 700 yards. We're supposed to score 60 points. So now, everyone in the nation is on notice. The fucking Gators are back. That's all I'm going to say, man. My only winner. No losers this week. The obvious loser is Roger Goodell for being a loser.
Winners and losers this week. Hey, man, I got to go ahead and give the winner to Michael Sam. Michael Sam got a job, man.
Where he working at, so, right?
He with the Dallas Cowboys. I'd like to go ahead and call it sweet karma because we lost Chris Long for a couple games due to his ankle. Mm. So we could have used that 10th person on the line. I'm just saying. But props to Michael Sam, man. Good luck with everything you do. You're in Dallas, so you know how that fucking go.
Yeah.
You're going to be home just like the Rams. You're going to be home just like us. I still think that Sam Bradford's a fucking loser. He will always be my loser. He is my perennial loser Hall of Fame.
Damn.
If I don't have a loser, it's Sam Bradford. Damn. When I have a loser, it's a loser and Sam Bradford.
That's how he's always the honorable mention.
Always the honorable
mention. Always. Loser 1A.
Absolutely, man. And I guess so, to be completely honest, he's also the winner.
Mm.
Because while winning 18 games out of, what, 50?
Something like that.
He pocketed about $54 million. And that, my friends, is how you maximize on being a piece of shit. Mm.
So well, Ray Rice getting $25 million.
Oh, come on, man. I can't. Are you trying to say that Ray Rice is a winner?
I'm just saying he getting $25 million. You said that's how you capitalize losing on being a piece of shit. That's what you said.
But Ray Rice produced on the field, so he earned some checks.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. But he did get a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, he earned a couple checks. Sam Bradford? Nah, bro. Good luck flipping burgers, whatever the fuck you do next. Let's give a shout out.
Quick question. Yeah. So I've been watching that Sweetie Pie show. Have you ever eaten there?
No.
Why not? Well,
I've only been to St. Louis once since it's been open.
Oh, okay. I keep forgetting. Like you think, I keep thinking you still there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I contemplated going when I was in St. Louis for training. Mm. But when them niggas said it's like an hour and a half wait, I'm not waiting an hour and a half for no buffet. Mm. Ever. That doesn't make sense to me. I don't really like buffets anyway. I think that shit is weird. Now, you a foodie. I don't know how you feel about it, but for me.
I am a real nigga foodie. Like, I only turn my nose up at that hoity-toity food. But, you know, the grimier looking the place, if somebody say they got good food, I fucking tried it. I mean, just give me a hot cup of water to put my silverware in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to eat in no strip club or nothing like that.
Hold on. The hot cup of water to put your silverware in.
Yeah, you know how you go to Waffle House, you always, like, before you order, you're like, hey, can I get a hot cup of water? And they give you a hot cup of water, and you stick your silverware in it till your food get there, you know, to clean off any remaining bacteria. That's like a Waffle House. That's like tradition. I always do that when I go to Waffle House. Can I get a hot cup of water, please? And later, like, now they try to say, oh, you want just some plastic silverware? No, I want regular silverware. I just want my hot cup of water. I mean,
that's really fucking disrespectful to do that shit right in front of them. Like, they didn't wash the dishes.
I'm like, hey, fuck it. I mean, I hope you're not the dish man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, it's no disrespect. It's just me. You know?
Are you one of those people that will rinse off the dishes before you eat off of them at home? Like you
take habit. That's habit. When you grow up in a house that got roaches, you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that
you know,
might be the part that I'm missing.
Yeah, like if you grew up in a house or you know what I'm saying? Like you had a little roach, you know, you lived in a, you know, apartments. You know what I'm saying? Most likely, you know, like, yeah, you had to do that. You just, that was just like, I think that's something that, and then it's like, I don't think I've ever changed as I grew up. I go to somebody else's house, and I know people, like, somebody told me they were disrespectful, and I said, what? They're like, you rinse that cup out before? I was like, what you, I mean, it's a habit. I can't help it. Wherever I am, I rinse out a cup. I just do it. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah.
God damn.
So if I came to your house, all right, I'm going to rinse my cup out before I drink out of that. I mean, unless it's a paper cup. And then sometimes, and then the paper cups, I blow. I'm a weird ass dude, man. I got the little, you know.
Hey, man, give these people some shout outs so we get the fuck out of here, man.
And shout out to everybody that's in the Fro Fantasy League, man. Glad to have everybody back, man. Shout out to the Nation. Shout out to Miss T Lee, even though you don't be watching our show no more. Shout out to Tracy May. I'm trying to hook Tracy May and B-Eazy up because I think, like, since Tracy May was talking about getting married on the fly and B-Eazy swears from there he would never get married, I think they perfect for each other. It sounds weird. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think they're perfect. So I'm trying to get B-Eazy and Tracy May married, man. Because I got to get my dog B-Eazy married. Because I don't want him. I told B-Eazy, man, he going to die because he fucked around, slipped and fell at home. And if he had somebody there with him, he would have lived. But they just going to find him, like, 2 years later. Like, oh, the dude, like, oh man, I never noticed. Like, his rent man going to come and say, yeah, his nigga ain't paid his rent in months. And he going to be laying there dead. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know. Yeah. So, you know, got to marry B-Eazy also. Tracy May, be looking for that B-Eazy VM. You know,
coming soon, yeah, man. Yeah. Props to the same people, man. Y'all fuck with us, we appreciate it. RT3, you know what I'm saying? Every week, RT3 comments. He is the president of Fro Nation. Yes, if you have any questions, contact RT3, man. Even if he don't like the show, he will still comment and tell you why he don't like it, what he like, and we really appreciate that, bro.
Feedback, that's what we like, man.
All the time, man. Props to the entire staff. Once again, B-Eazy and GQ Blue. King German, as always, for holding it down, and we will holler at y'all on the next episode of the Frocast. Catch us on all social media at Nappy Afro, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. Yeah. Look us up, man. Nappy Afro or Frocast if you're on Stitch or some shit like that. Other than that, man, we'll holler at y'all next time on the Frocast. This episode 127, all your man's all right with King Germ. We'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
You sure it's 127, not 128?
Nah, I hope it's just 127. Nigga, I'm really crying right now. Oh, shit. Oh, god damn. I really gotta get myself together. That has me crying. Because I was not expecting that shit at all, nigga. I'm like, what the fuck? Why would people want to take that? I'm like, oh. Shit.
Oh, you call it just like, yo, let me get my Ray Rice. You know? That takes away the negative connotation behind it. They were like, oh, you got a wife beat on. You know what I'm saying? That shit sounds so fucking like, you hear mama saying that, hey, where your wife beat at? You probably, this shit just sound weird.
I got a countdown. 3 days until somebody say they got on their Ray Rice. It's going to be in a song somewhere. They're going to say they got on their Ray Rice. Oh, fuck.
No, we do. NappyAfro.com.